You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith from the United Methodist Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
All right, like I mentioned on the first week of our sermon series, sometimes the road is more exciting than the destination. Back in October of 2007, I was asked to officiate at our friend's wedding in Carmel, California. And the wedding was special, blah, 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 good cake, good times. The weekend actually really was nice. But on my way home, I met this guy. Yes, it is. I met Mr. McDreamy, Mr. Patrick Dempsey. We boarded our little flight from Carmel, and the flights are really small. They don't even go up to the jet bridge. You have to kind of like go out and then walk up the stairs. And there's no first class. And if you travel a lot and there's no first class, the next best prime spot on a plane is the exit row. And we get on this plane and there's a ton of businessmen. And my husband's there and he was kind of grumbling that he didn't get the exit row, but nobody's in the exit row. And so we're like, huh, I wonder what's going on. So right before they close the door, in comes Patrick Dempsey. So my eyes go like, whoosh. I am like so excited. And I'm looking around, and this plane full of businessmen all have like their Wall Street Journals up, and they don't even care. They don't even notice. And I'm like having like heart failure, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, and I'm like looking at him, almost falling out of my seat belt as I watch him get into the seat behind me. And I'm trying to mouth over to my husband, like, oh my gosh. And he like turns down a corner. He's like, what? So we have this flight, and here I am. I'm trying all my self-control not to jump in his seat. And so I'm like trying to look behind me as non-stalkery as you possibly can on a seat that's higher than you are, as I'm like, oh, hello. So I decided to have all my self-control. This really was a prayerful moment, I have to tell you. But all my self-control not to say anything during this flight. And I decided when we depart the flight and he has the freedom to run away, that is when I will approach him. And so we get to LAX, and the same thing, we have to go down like the little stairs and then walk up the stairs to get to the jet bridge. So we go over there, and I'm like, I will wait at the top of the jet bridge in the light and ask him. And it is like 10:30 at night. It is dark, and he's wearing all his racing gear, and his hat's all pulled down. And so there I am. I'm waiting politely. My husband has his like camera on his phone, waiting. And so I approached him. I was like, Mr. Dempsey, can I take a picture? And ta-da, here we are on the jet bridge. And that was my moment. But here is the point to this story. I watch Grey's Anatomy weekly. Yes, Nathan, I blame him. He got me hooked on it on our Flagstaff trip, actually. So beware, Flagstaff trippers. You know, might get hooked on TV or something. And I watched Can't Buy Me Love 100 times when I was a young teenager. But I have to say, I am not the member of a fan club, and I'm really not a stalkery type. And half the time, I don't even recognize the stars. But after a long weekend, and even with his racing gear and as tired as I was, I still could recognize Patrick Dempsey. Which gets me to, what were the disciples thinking? They claimed to be followers of Jesus, and yet when they came face to face, they couldn't even recognize him. I mean, it's Easter time. It could have been a little hot on that road between Jerusalem and Emmaus, but come on. Some theologians will cut the disciples some slack, and they'll say they were in shock. Unable to say, think, or do anything, they just, you know, stone-faced walked with him, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe Jesus' appearance had been altered, perhaps, after the resurrection. I call this the Jennifer Gray theory. Yeah, so even when I read the subtitles in a movie and the credits at the bottom, and it tells me Jennifer Grey is in the movie, I cannot point her out. It is not the girl from Dirty Dancing. She had this nose job, and I seriously cannot point her out at all. So this is the Jennifer Grey theory. Jesus was changed. Then there is the theory that there was so much happening so fast that the disciples, poor disciples, didn't know what was going on. Like, oh, sad, Jesus is dead. Oh, wait, he's not dead. We're hearing these reports from the ladies at the tomb. Oh, wait, he might be coming near us. And so they were so confused. Too much happening, too fast, too much information. Couldn't recognize him. But I have to say, taking a cue from all those businessmen on that flight, I have to think the answer is those disciples really weren't ready to receive Jesus. They weren't ready to see him. Now, back when Jesus gathered the disciples in the upper room, he told them that not everyone would understand what's going on. They would receive the message later on. And earlier on in the Gospel of Luke, it said only when they were ready would things be revealed. So Cleophas, who is not mentioned anywhere else here, and the other guy. Could you imagine if your name was the other guy? He doesn't even get a name. So Cleophas and the other guy find themselves selected by Jesus to be revealed to on this road to Emmaus together. Now, can you imagine if you were in their spots? Like, what would it have been like? You know what I would have been like, you know, trying to hold myself together, kind of like the Patrick Dempsey encounter. If I saw Jesus and we were walking, it would have been like, oh my goodness, you know, eyes wide open. It would have been something like me screaming or something like a big, gigantic bear hug that I would not let go. I just think, what an opportunity. Now, in Acts chapter 1, verses 11, it says that Jesus had revealed to himself, he'd been going around doing this for up to 40 days after his resurrection. Can you imagine 40 days of crazy people like me revealing yourself to? Maybe Jesus wanted to wait a little bit. Maybe Jesus wanted to soak up the time, because as soon as he revealed himself, what happened? What happened? As soon as he revealed himself to the disciples, he left immediately. So only after instruction were Cleophas and the other guy able to realize it was Jesus that they were with. And in this encounter, it was important because they had to be reminded that the Old Testament scriptures told of Christ's suffering and death and resurrection. And doubt, this doubt that they were feeling, this confusion, wasn't the answer. Faith in all that they had been told all those years before, all that teaching leading up to this amazing event, that was going to be what was going to reveal the truth. As Christ revealed himself in that sacramental meal, we get a big picture of the story. Because only at that table, when they were breaking bread, did they realize that extraordinary time that they just had with Jesus on that road to Emmaus. Jesus' presence at the table, then, now, it makes any believer, no matter what place, like we were on the road to Emmaus. It is where we encounter Christ and we can be transformed, that our eyes can be revealed, like we can see in a way that we never had. That is the power of grace that comes in that breaking of the bread and that sacramental meal. Now, this scripture reminds me that Jesus walks with us when we don't realize it. It also reminds me that Jesus walks with us when we do realize it. There are two poems in my life that have helped me keep the faith when I want to be like those disciples and doubt that I'm with Jesus, or doubt that Jesus is walking with me and I start to think that I'm alone in this world. And one of them is the poem of the 23rd Psalm. You guys heard this one before? I think most of us have. Let's read the yellow part together. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's pretty amazing to think about. Like, man, it is dark outside. No one in this room wants to go, you know, down to the dungeon without the lights in this building. And I think that sometimes, metaphorically, we have those days in our life where we feel like we are wandering around the dungeon at First Church without a flashlight. And it is scary. But this is the part of that 23rd Psalm that reminds me, like, it's not a time for doubt. It's a time for faith, for knowing that Christ walks with me, even when I don't see it or feel it, that Christ's there. The other one comes from the poem Footprints. You guys heard this? I'm sure there's bumper stickers and there's lots of bookmarks out there with this on it. And what really speaks to me is what's in yellow. And I'll read it for you this time. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. We have that story about picking up the cross and following Jesus, but I think most of the time I'm being carried along. Most of the time I don't have enough energy or wherewithal to keep my own life on track. And so I do rely on Jesus Christ to pick me up when I need it and to carry me when I need it in those dark, deep times. As the disciples were out on their journey to the road as they walked to Emmaus, they were in a dark, deep time. They really didn't know what was going on. Their Lord and Savior had disappeared. He may be back. He may not be back. You know, one of the disciples basically accosted Jesus, like, dude, haven't you heard? What's wrong with you? They were stressed out and sad. But it's that reminder to let us know when we are stressed out and sad. In November, say, with the finals approaching and papers coming, I think most of us are feeling that stressed out part. And maybe there's a little time of sadness as we approach the holidays, but the holidays can't get here fast enough. At least we feel like that. Maybe we're missing home. Maybe we're just missing our bed or quiet or just a home-cooked meal that doesn't come out of a paper bag, something. In these deep, dark times, know that Christ is with you. Wherever that journey goes, wherever you may go on to beyond this point, Christ walks with you. Amen.